Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Shalom Bata is a lecturer at the Department of History at the University of Zululand. We've spoken to her before, and I was looking for an opportunity to do so again. Well, we found that opportunity. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and how are you, Eric?
I'm good, thank you. So we wanted to look at the similarities between Zulu culture and Jewish culture. Are there things that we have in common?
How much time do you have? Listen, there's this book last time, you know. I'm so glad to be back on Chai FM. And thank you so much. After all, yesterday was my birthday, you know.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes,
happy birthday.
Yes, I had a wonderful day.
Awesome.
Anyway, you know, which one must I start with? I think I'm going to start with the element of mother, you know, mother and son relationship.
Okay,
or male
awesome.
Children.
Right.
For instance, when you, the male children, they are very attached to their maternal grandmothers. The children are also very attached to the maternal family, much more than the, you know, the male side of the family, because much of it's patriarchal, the Zulu system.
Right.
The mother's people, as it is said, that they look after the children.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
And I'm going to speak mainly about what I know the Zulu do.
Yes,
I may not get all the Jewish things
no,
that
that's,
are correct.
That's, because, that's,
yeah.
Of course.
So I would like you to, you know, to bear with me, and then you can
course.
Just tell me, oh yeah, this is how it works for you guys, you know? But yeah, for instance, if you get married as a female, when you get a hut, you know, whether, you know, back in the day they used to live in huts, but even in the house these days, that particular household is referred to by the name of a woman, not of the father. Let me give you an example. My surname is Mbata. When I get married, I'll forever be known as Miss Mbata. Much as I'm a bride, and I'll be taken care of. And my children will be called Miss Mbata's children. You see?
Right.
And I see that through that relationship, I know in the Jewish faith as well.
Right. So Jews as well, whether you're Jewish or not, is determined by the mother, not by
exactly.
the father. It follows the mother's
the similarity
line.
There?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. And then also, we have also the houses of the Zulu in the royal family.
Right.
And the among the Jews, you've got the tribes of Israel.
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
Absolutely right. Yes.
And I mean, just to divert a little bit, you know, currently there are some issues in the royal family. That they're going to sort them out finally, I think, on the 29th, next week.
Right.
And they've called the 12 houses of the Zulu royal family.
Oh, wow. Wow.
They're calling them. There'll be about 300 of them. Well, this is breaking news for you, by the way.
Right.
They're going to be called into one room,
yes.
and they're going to speak until they're done.
Wow, that's brilliant, because it basically forces them to sort that out.
Yes, because, I mean, the king is already there. They said, we called everyone in to say, listen, what is your issue and it's based on what? And then they unpack things. Because remember, the last king, the late king, he ruled for too long until people forgot the processes of procession, you know, of succession, you know.
Absolutely. That's amazing.
Yes, so, and then also the other thing is, I see some similarities between King Saul and King Jama.
Tell me.
You know, King Jama also was a very, he ruled the people through his head, not through the heart.
Right.
He was very, he knew what he wanted and how he wanted to do it. And it had to be done sort of his way. You know, and he broke a lot of Zulu rules, you know.
Right.
And a lot of people were not happy with him. But in retrospect, you know, it's his house that managed to produce King Shaka for us, you know.
That is so interesting. That is so interesting. And of course, today, being the origin of Heritage Day is King Shaka, isn't it?
Don't get me started on that. I mean, I was going to come to that. Let me come back to that. Okay. I think you'll enjoy it.
Good.
Now I'm also going to talk about King Shaka himself and King David.
Right.
The equivalent is that they both defeated giants.
Yes.
King Shaka defeated a giant called Lembe. And he was very young. I think he was in his 21, 22.
Right.
And
yes.
he actually, but okay, he didn't hit him with a rock.
Right.
But he stabbed him, you know, and he took him on one-on-one.
Right.
There was
right.
a war going on, but
he right. so he felled the giant, front. Absolutely, yeah.
Yes, and he took him on, and that's actually what made him very famous, because that giant had been terrorizing people. When I say giant, I'm serious. The guy was apparently a mountain of a man. He was over two meters tall. Amazing. Because those days, Zulus were really, really big. And right. some of them were bothering on being giants, you know. And yeah, both of them were also warrior kings, you know. And they were not brought up as princes, as a prince, because King Shaka was, you know, like almost exiled with his mom. So he had to ascend the throne.
That. Okay. I didn't know that part of the history.
Yes. He had to ascend the throne. And right. he had to use his own, you know, skill to be able to stay
right.
there, you know.
That's
and
very much like David, who was a shepherd. He was almost irrelevant.
Exactly. Mm.
Mm.
Yes. Mm. And then both of them also ushered the golden age, I imagine, of the Jewish people
absolutely.
And of the Zulu, because King Shaka brought in light, this is the Zulu say, he brought in light into the Zulu empire, which he created, you know?
Amazing. So
and then also, I'm going to be very careful here. the Jewish branch of the faith, right?
Right.
You've got the Ashkenazi.
Ashkenazi, yes, correct.
And then you've got the Orthodox.
Sephardi.
Right?
You're right, yes.
Right. We also have similar. The Ashkenazi, we call it Amakholwa. These are the ones that were embraced Christianity.
Ah, okay.
They're, I feel like almost liberal. They
right, 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 right.
Yes, they embraced Christianity or any other faith that came by.
Right.
Whether, you know, yeah, those are the ones. And then but the ones that did not accept it are called Amabinga.
So as you say, they're more orthodox. Oh, that's so
yes,
interesting.
Yes, very orthodox, yes.
Right.
They do not believe in...
Right, in the modern, in the more
yes.
modern types of belief systems.
Yes, they only believe in their ancestors.
And the tradition, right.
Yes, and the tradition. And when they pray to the Almighty God, they ask the ancestors to intervene for them, intercede for them.
Right.
Because they don't worship the ancestors. They ask, they do everything by the book, you know. And, yes, also our ceremonies, you guys have got Bar Mitzvah.
Yes,
we have Umemulo.
Right, a coming of age, right.
Yes, we have that as well. And then also we've got Imbelego, you know, the ceremony you do for a newborn.
Ah, right.
You know, we call that Imbelego.
And what is that ceremony?
Yes, the Imbelego, right, is you slaughter you ritually slaughter a goat.
Right.
And then you tell the ancestors, thank the ancestors that you are happy with the child, a member of the family,
right.
but also to ask the ancestors to take care of the
right.
child.
Amazing.
However, the skin of the goat it gets, how do you call it? They work it until it's very soft.
Right.
And then it is the one that is used as a baby carrier on your back.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Wow.
Yes, it's a very important
yes.
item for a child.
Wow.
If the child is unhappy or
yes,
not well,
yes.
or it
wow.
won't go to sleep, you made them sleep on it. It's kumba, you know? But
yes.
it's called Imbelego. And the ceremony is also called Imbelego, you know? So it's very, very important. If you miss that and you discover in later life, you're still allowed to do it, to catch up.